Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Join us on the line right now is New Orleans City Councilmember District 8, Joe Geruso. Councilman, good morning and Happy New Year. Thanks for being here today.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
From WWLTV.com, the New Orleans City Council officially consolidated the city's drainage system, making catch basins the responsibility of the Sewerage and Water Board. Before, catch basins were under the city's Department of Public Works. Leaders say that split was confusing and unnecessary. The Sewerage and Water Board says they're up for the challenge. Joe, tell us more about what was the driving force behind this plan. Why was DPW, that was a confusing and unnecessary bifurcation of this responsibility for the catch basins? How did we get here?
We got here because I think what was said in the story, which is there was too much confusion. And I'll use, unfortunately, a sports analogy, but I think it's a good one. When you have two quarterbacks, you have none. And the split was such that DPW had the catch basins, cleaning the catch basins, the linear lines up to a certain point, and then Sewage and Water Board had the linear lines that were larger than that, and then always out to the canals. And ultimately what ended up happening is, whose responsibility is something? Is it a Sewage and Water Board responsibility? Is it a Department of Public Works responsibility? And as I said yesterday during the council meeting, sometimes something would happen that would be a DPW issue that Sewage and Water Board would be blamed for. Something might be a Sewage and Water Board issue that DPW may be blamed for. And it just made sense, rather than to have a function that affects the whole city live in two different places, consolidated into one. And look, I think the obstacles were, there's a financial component to all of this. This is a big new responsibility for Sewage and Water Board. And really the push internally with a consolidation committee years ago, and then finally the legislation by Senator Harris to consolidate, push this over the edge.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the funding. You clearly, everybody feels pretty confident that Sewage and Water Board's going to have the resources and capacity to manage the catch basin system effectively.
Yeah, look, I think what we've said repeatedly is there are 72,000 catch basins. The city has cleaned somewhere between 7,000 to 10,000 in the last year, which means there's roughly 60,000 that remain untouched. Oh, and that has to be addressed. Yes. And I think what Sewage and Water Board has said is we realize all of that. And if we're going to address everything from top to bottom and hire new people and get equipment, that's going to be $40 million. And what we as the council have said is, well, we were concerned about giving any one agency a whole bunch of money, and let's see what the work looks like. So the funding will be money from fair share, which will be about $10 million. There's some leftover ARPA money, about $3 to $5 million, and there's some traffic camera revenue. So somewhere in the neighborhood of $15 million, Sewage and Water Board will get to start this work. And then we'll just come back in May, June, July, and look at everything and see, you know, the progress that has been made. Hopefully it's been good. And if Sewage and Water Board is really doing an extraordinarily good job, I think the council, and if the finances are in place, will be inclined to give more money to keep all that up.
Great. Okay. So let's talk, if we can, if it's available, what are the sort of specific metrics you're hoping to use to evaluate this progress? I mean, if you say by May or June, sometime in the summer, the Sewage and Water Board has cleaned another 10,000 or 12,000 or 15,000 catch basins. How are you going to score this progress? How long is it expected to take to get the entire flight of catch basins all cleaned out?
That's a great question. I don't know that we're going to sit here and say you have to hit this specific number and therefore you're going to get the money. I think what we're concerned about is going back a year when we allocated money for catch basin cleaning in 2022, the contract for DPW didn't go out the door till February 24. And so for more than a year, the money sat fallow doing nothing. And I'm not saying that's going to happen again, but I am saying when you've known that has the capacity to happen, what is going on? And so I think what we're going to be looking for is a few things. Number one, what system is Sewage and Water Board going to be used for cleaning catch basins? I would argue that places that are known flooding threats ought to be at the top of the list and prioritized over any place else. And then, if you said the city with its contractor cleans 10,000 in a year, if they're at half a year, somewhere around 5,000 would feel about right. What are they doing with their linear line? Have the places where they cleaned, has there been a rain event and then there wasn't as much flooding there as a result of that? So I think it's going to be a mixture of hard numbers and then also anecdotally what we're getting back from residents. And then there's another piece of this that Council Member Thomas specifically raised yesterday, which is the public needs to know about it. And so we've encouraged Sewage and Water Board and the city to work together to put that information publicly, probably on a dashboard so everybody can see it, just like they link people to this is our power situation. Yeah. This is now how many catch basins we've cleaned and how much linear line we're fixing.
Really neat. Well, I'm satisfied. I think this is a positive development. Thanks for your time, your work, and your way, Councilman. Happy New Year to you and yours. Thanks for being with us today.
Happy New Year. Take care.
And you as well.